you're hearing is that played by Michael Olatunji. I knew him as Babatunde Olatunji, one of the stars from the electrifying figures of the Newport Folk Festival last summer at Newport, Rhode Island, when Mr. Olatunji was there with his company of African performers, singers, musicians. Michael, I should call you Babatunde or Michael?
Babatunde. Right.
Babatunde is the African name.
That's right.
And Michael, the American name? We'll do whichever's easier.
It's not right. It's not American name. I say it's a Christian name.
The Christian name.
Given to me when I was baptized because my parents were, you know, converted Christians in Nigeria.
Oh, we'll come to this matter, perhaps, of worship and religion and perhaps its connection with music. First, this drum.
Yes.
This drum that you were playing. Would you mind just gently that sound? This is a basic drum of Africa, is it not?
Well, this is what we use in a regular drum orchestra. It's the basic drum. When I say basic drum, we use it for the basic instrument, as the basic instrument to start a particular rhythm. Before the other drums come in, with different rhythmic patterns.
It's called the Akwesi?
So it's a very important drum in a drum orchestra at home.
This sets the entire rhythmic pattern for the entire band, even the other drums to follow,
aside from
other instruments.
So the one who plays the basic rhythm is a very important man in the drum orchestra at home.
Now this drum, I suppose, serves many purposes, does it not? It's the rhythmic instrument, it's for participation, but is it also, can this be used as a talking drum too?
Oh yes, when you use it for dances, to play for dances, the rhythmic patterns that you play for each particular dance is to tell each dancer what to do, either to increase the tempo of the dance, to change the whole dance into a new dance, to jump up, to fall down. The rhythm that I started with. Tempo increases and the dances. This is a is for a dance, usually done by men. It's a play dance. When after working, people do this dance.
A celebration.
Celebration dance, sort of. This is common in West Africa. It's the rhythmic pattern is very common in West Africa.
West Africa,
Nigeria, Ghana.
You spoke, I'll ask about West Africa in a moment and Nigeria, whence you came. You spoke of the male dancers, the men dance. The men dance to this one, you said.
Yes.
Is there a difference when the women take part?
Oh, yes. There's a difference when they take.
Is there a rhythmic difference?
Yes.
Aha. More of a less staccato. More of a graceful flow. In this manner, the male dance is more staccato. Is that sharp,
more
vigorous?
Yes.
But the woman's dance is more of a grace,
of
a flow. I noticed too when you were doing the woman's dance, your palms were more down more full.
Oh, yes.
Whereas
so
the man's it was the tips of the fingers.
Tips of the finger, and I add more strength to it.
Are the women dancers? Do they take part too in the after work celebrations
and parties? Well, for instance, one of the songs I recorded, on the album.
I think we should point out this.
Happy New Year, Odunde, Odunde.
This is a new Columbia album called Drums of Passion, Alatunji, and your company. It's a company of about 20 singers and various drummers. Yes. Now, it's Odunde, Odunde, the Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's the kind of festival that we have at a particular year when the, you know, the harvest is quite good. You know, crops, you know, plenty of rain, and
celebrating prosperity, good season.
Yes. So they do this particular dance and this song to give thanks to the Almighty for providing them with plenty.
Now on the recording, of course, you have the company doing it. Is it possible for you to do a solo, perhaps part of this, an impression of the Odunde? Or shall we hear the record?
Oh yes, well.
Why don't you sort of do a slight introduction as a soloist, and then we will hear the record. Celebration itself. This is, by the way, this is your original composition. Is it based upon a folk motif?
Yeah, this is my composition, taken from my experience of what we used to do at home.
I think we should perhaps be autobiographical. You say at home, Babatunde Olatunji, when you were a small boy. You're from Nigeria.
I'm from Nigeria.
Was it a seacoast?
I was on the west coast of Africa.
It was on the west coast, but the town itself, was this on the
coast?
Yes,
the town is on the coast, yes.
So fishing?
Fishing, farming. My parents, my father was a very successful farmer.
Tell us about the your memories, if you can, what the songs were of the people of the town in which you lived. Well, was this typical Nigerian African music?
Yes, it is. One of the things that inspired me was when I came to this country and discovered the way Hollywood has presented African culture, I was very, very dissatisfied. I realized that I grew up in a society where this was part of our everyday life, because rhythm is the soul of life in Africa. Every day we have dances, songs, drumming, rhythmic patterns, that covers all the vicissitudes of life.
A rhythm for every aspect of life.
Every
for example, if there's trouble, if there's joy.
The birth of a child, wedding, the death of an important man in community, victory after war, and so forth.
May we have a couple of examples, and perhaps through this, in a way, the human being, the human life. Are there, I suppose, a lullaby is one, isn't there? A children's song.
Oh, yes.
As an example of one.
I have one. You see, for instance, baby, we have no problem about babysitters at home. The woman next door is always ready to care for the children next door when the mothers are going to the market. But at times, you know, we have big backyards. You know, they are not housing is not what it is here today. And I know, of course, developments coming to Africa itself, the whole thing is changing. But when I was growing up, I know that probably in one backyard, in one woman's home, maybe between the hours of 10 and 11 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you might have about 20 kids from different areas in the community. They just come there because the other woman wasn't too busy. So she kind of take care of this. So that, but when it gets to the point whereby she gets tired, you know how 20 kids can really run one woman crazy. She usually
the
has
world
a song.
Over.
She usually have a song, you know, like a warning, saying, "Stop crying, because your mother is gone away. If not, if you don't stop crying, if you don't behave yourself, you're gonna get some spanking." Something that goes like this.
Bongo e bole le o we o Bongo e bole le o we o we o we o we o Iade, Helimonde, Kuka, Ejibalesi, Ejiba, Bongo Ibulele,
she normally gets them, you know, to start clapping.
I was going to say, the kids themselves took part, didn't they? They danced and they clapped.
So she usually divert their attention, either from fighting each other, and she get them all sit around, and she be in the middle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Rhythm and song for every occasion. I suppose work songs.
The very nature of work itself. I just wrote a chain gang song for Nina Simone, and she did it for the first time. About two Fridays ago in New York City at Hunter College. It's a song that I wrote remembering my birthplace called Zungo. It's the name of a city. And usually when I, on our way to school, we see prisoners, you know, who have been sent to the field to cut grasses. And they always have one man either beating on two machetes or sticks to keep rhythm while they're cutting grass and the movement. So I wrote
something
this
you say right now, Michael. It's very interesting. These were gangs, work gangs you saw in Africa.
Oh, yes.
So the principle then of the leader of the gang beating the rhythm is similar to that of, say, the chain gangs in America.
Of
in
course,
a way.
Yes. Because, you know, just like, you know, it's very strenuous to paddle canoe.
Yes.
You know. And we have songs that we do when our men are paddling canoe. It's unbelievable if you see people paddling canoe on the mighty ocean. Ordinary canoe built out of wood. And they have songs that they sing just to relieve them of the...
Of the arduousness, the difficulties.
Yes, I'm going to do this on my next album by using... modern instrument, but at the same time maintaining the basis of African. Yes, this paddling song, I usually do it also when I give concerts. I have the men, we have paddles. It's not in my language, but I know this language, which is also Eastern Nigerian language from Calabar.
Is your language Yoruba?
Yoruba, yes.
Yoruba,
but I speak seven different African languages.
But Yoruba is the language of the prime language of Nigeria.
Yes, it's one of the,
one of the
major languages. Yes.
And this is this language is.
It's in Efik.
Efik
language.
Efik.
Yes.
And this is the canoe song.
Oh, it's a bunkuaya, kedum kedi I savon kuai savon kuai kedum kedi ah I savon kuai kedum kedi I savon kuai savon kuai kedum kedi ah I savon kuai kedum I savon kuai savon kuai kedum kedi ah I savon kuai kedum kedi kedum kedi kedum kedi savon kuai kedum kedi kedum kedi kedum kedi savon kuai kedum I savon kuai savon kuai kedum kedi ah I savon kuai kedum kedi I savon kuai savon kuai kedum kedi ah I savon kuai kedum kedi kedum kedi kedum kedi I savon kuai kedum kedum kedi kedum kedi savon kuai kedum kedi kedum kedi kedum kedi savon kuai kedum kedi savon kuai savon kuai kedum kedi ah
Oh, that's some paddling. Miles, and that rhythm, of course, enables them without
Life being so terrible. For miles and miles.
Miles, but that same rhythm, and you have this one man who beats up the leader.
Yes, this is the paddling song. But you see, like about the other Chain Gang song, I'm saying, he's. His job is to keep the spirit, you know, of the workers high, you see. And so he stands there and he's supposed to change from one song to another, and he keeps the bass on, you know. The tempo that he creates will determine how fast, how slow they work.
And what their spirit shall be, too.
Yes, anyway,
this is it for every occasion, no matter
every
what. Weddings, of course, as you say, funerals, too.
Yes.
And also, I suppose, imploring.
Like one of the numbers, Shango, which is a chant to the god of thunder. This is during the festival of people who worship other gods. And they do this particular number, which is a very exciting one, to invoke the spirit of the god, you know, of thunder. The spirit of the god of thunder, you know, on the worshippers.
As I recall, it was Shango that you and your group performed, I believe,
at the
festival, one of the highlights of last summer. And if we may, perhaps play Shango from the Columbia album of Olatunji and his drums. And this Shango, there's one phrase here, Shango, protect me, gatekeeper of the passenger train.
That's right.
Interesting, the train, in many American Negro spirituals, the train is there, the glory train. And here too, the train.
Oh, well, of course, I contend during my research and my lectures all over the country, in North America and South America, and universities, that the people of African descent in this country, this is one thing that they brought here that they still have with them, regardless of the passing of years.
Matter of imagery, poetry.
They have it. And I find this very evident in Brazil. I find it also in Haiti. I found it in some parts of Peru when I was there about 2 years ago. And my greatest task, if I can get the financial support, is to bring it back to realization, for appreciation, for treasure among Africans themselves, because all of these things are fast disappearing at home. You might be surprised to know this.
You say that this is disturbing. At the same time, we have to face the truth. You say, what with the increasing industrialization of Africa, these songs are disappearing?
Oh, they are fast disappearing. I would say that among close to 4,000 African students in North America and Canada and South America, you find less than 100 out of 4,000 who can remember, who can sing for you the songs that they have heard their grandmothers, you know, because, you know, stories that have moral values. Songs that tell the history of a whole family. They can hardly tell you. You can hardly get 100 who can do a native folk dance that tell a story. You can hardly have 50 out of 4,000 who can play an instrument. You can find some who will play guitar, who will play, but you can't find anyone who can play an instrument like the sansa.
We'll come to that in a minute, the sansa, the umbira. What you're saying now, of course, is certainly a very tragic and sad.
It is.
That is the loss of a certain value of the past.
Well, I mean, I contend that the past, the present, and the future are inevitably linked together. And it is the result of our action today that will determine the kind of future we're going to have. So there are some things in our past that we must treasure, that we must preserve for posterity, because a country without culture is like a tree without a root. And it can never stand, and it will never survive the test of times. I noticed with enthusiasm that there's a sort of revival of American folklore. And I see that people are beginning to appreciate it more, because this is the ingredient.
There has to be some way found, of course, whereby underdeveloped countries can be developed economically. Of course, this has at the same time. There must not accompany it the loss.
I say, I contend, as a student of public administration, and still working, trying to save money so I can write my dissertation to get PhD.
By the way, you're in New York University, are you
yes,
not?
Yes, I've never studied music. I can't read music. I can't write music. I cannot write music. I cannot read it either. But I contend that it will be much easier to unite Africans on the cultural basis.
On the cultural basis.
More than through the different ideological patterns and beliefs that are now being introduced in Africa. More than the economic associations. I think this will be the basic thing upon which it is common to them. It is, and I can unite. You see, because when I perform, students from 21 countries that I know respond to it without any kind of feeling, without saying whether they are from my tribe or from this tribe. Because this is universal, it's unbiased, it's humane. You see, so the other developments in economics, in politics, in government, will come when we can bring them together.
The cultural unity.
When you give them something to be proud of.
The common bond.
Yes.
If we made Shango, is the god, you say, of thunder, of the elements generally.
Yes, the worshippers, there's so many gods that people used to worship. The god of thunder, the god of iron.
And so this is the invoking of good, of good luck, good weather, whether it be good weather or good fortune. So.
Well, and also the recognition of how powerful the elements are. You see,
we'll come to that in a moment. Yes. How powerful the elements are. Come here then, your company, Baba Tunda Olatunji's company, Shango. It's rousing, it's very rousing. The whole performance is in the nature. You say how powerful the elements are. How powerful the elements are. I mean, nature itself. And
nature is, you see, our people recognize the significance of this. They recognize that when thunder strikes, you see, people say that Africans don't believe in God. Basically, we are very religious people. We believe in the supreme being. This is the concept of religion, of God. He's supreme, he's almighty. Olodumare in Yoruba. Olodumare, the one who surpassed everything.
One who surpassed everything.
They say he's so powerful, he's so big, he's so mighty, that they are afraid to approach him face to face. So they must have an intermediary, somebody to go between them. So they say, the next thing that we notice that is powerful is thunder. Now how can it must be so powerful. It strikes and mighty trees will fall, houses will get torn down. It can carry a person hundreds of miles and dump it in somewhere. So we shall worship the God of the Almighty God through the God of Thunder. The God of Thunder will carry our supplication to the Almighty God. Well, but Christianity say, well, your Father which is in heaven, who is powerful, is also, you can talk to him. This is the little difference between primitive religion and Christianity.
Basically, the the worship, the reverence for the Almighty.
Almighty is there.
Outside, and its connection with the daily lives of the people.
That's right.
And so the Shango. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been with the drum beside you. This drum is called the Apwesi.
Apwesi,
the basic. This is the Yoruba. Yoruba dialect. But you spoke of the other instruments, native instruments, that are being forgotten. You mentioned the, I call it the thumb piano. The Ubira. Well, what do you call the Sansa?
I call it Sansa.
Sansa.
It has many names.
Sansa. You know. What are the Sansa? It is here on the table now. If we may wander from the drum for the moment to the Sansa, how can we describe it? It's on a... how would you describe this now? These little metal prongs.
Yes.
That I am right now.
Yes.
Plucking away on. These are what? It's just...
just ordinary metal.
Plain ordinary metal. Different... keys for each one.
Different keys, but they're not in any with any particular musical notation, whether it's not in C, D, or E, as you call it. As you see, they are in different sizes.
Yes. There's the, from the small to the...
Yes.
Is it from sort of...
say from about...
soprano
three,
to the bass sort of...
Yes, 3 inches long, the same width, but up to about 6 or 8 inches, you see. So, and it's the way that you've arranged them that gives you the different sounds that you want.
Is the Sansa like the drum Pan-African? Is this all
Sansa
over?
Sansa is also one of the most indigenous African instruments that you find in many parts of Africa. East Africa is called Mbira.
Mbira, I know South Africa too, I believe, Mbira.
It's called, Mbira. In Central Africa, Sansa.
Sansa.
In my home, it's called Agidigbo. Oh, it's very cool.
Is there something you could do with this, Baba Tunde?
Oh, yes, I can try if I can come over there.
Oh, you just wander right here to the table. Now, here's the on the Sansa. It's I see you shifting it around.
I have the Sansa that I have, you know, just for my convenience, we have them in various sizes, varying sizes, small enough for you to put in a pocket and then go to the park when the day is nice, and then you use it for singing folk song to your girlfriend or just with friends. But this one is quite big. I use this on performances. On the album, I did a song that used to be sung in olden days by a man advertising his wares. Yes.
This is a commercial, sir.
Yeah, it's commercial. Mm-hmm. You know, I was surprised, you see. Today... on radio, on television, you hear products being advertised
singing commercials.
But I said, this is not new to Africa. This started thousands of years ago. This man used
this
to...
I heard, this is Oyin Momo Ado?
Oyin Momo Ado, sweeter than honey. Uh-huh. This man is trying to sell his sugar cane. Mm-hmm. Sugar cane, you know, very delicious, you know, and plenty in our home. And he go from one place to another. He said, my sugar cane is sweeter than honey. By this time yesterday, I was somewhere selling my sugar cane. Today I'm here. Man, it's like a bird. Which is
marvelous. It's a marvelous exercise in percussion.
So the sansa is featured with this particular song on the album.
On this one album. And the sansa is featured with your choral group singing the
Onyemomwadu, yes.
Which might be described as the earliest singing commercial on record.
That's right.
It's interesting, too, how your fingers moved, if the audience could have watched your fingers move from the metal to the wood.
This particular instrument usually excite children when I go to schools to do assembly programs. And I've been trying to get the Board of Education in New York and many other places, you know, to sponsor this kind of program, so that the children will have a more constructive view, a more pleasant idea about the culture, not only of Africa,
but of all the rest of the world.
So that's
the question of avoiding all the stereotypes that have been built
up. They can develop, to become well-rounded, personalities, in their respective communities.
I was thinking of the sansa, the umbira, the thumb piano.
Yes.
The vendor, he has a song goes along with it, doesn't he? Of course.
Oh yes, it's the one that I did here.
That is on the album. In fact, perhaps we should hear that now.
Okay.
On the album.
Fine.
The song itself, then. Yes. As you describe it, these are the notes you have are most interesting here. You speak of the ancient Hebrews who expressed their joy at the receipt of good news. They praise the bringer of the news with the words, "How beautiful are the feet of him who bears good tidings." And so the Yorubas express the same idea. How's that? Onereki o gubuyinde?
Onereke? Onereke mo bonyide?
The owner of the sugar, he brings news, sweet as honey.
That's right.
Nobody can resist the salesman in this case.
No.
I'm thinking some of the other songs of your album, I noticed there's some humorous ones. The Akawowo, is that sort of a humorous one, the chant of the train?
You see the trend in the composition of songs today, it wasn't like this when I first came to this country 10 years ago, but today most of the songs they sing, these are the number one hit songs. Has no meaning, has no connection with what is happening in society nationally. It's amazing. You see, Akiwawo is the name of a person. He's still living. He's about 50 years old. He's one of the best
train callers.
Guards on our train. You know, in those days when locomotives, trains, and they stop at every little village, not like we have the express train today, but this man will stop the train when he happens to see a man running to catch the train. So he became very famous, somebody, if a train conductor will be known, say, from Pennsylvania Station in New York to California,
Like K.C. Jones, the locomotive engineer.
Yes,
K.C.
like that.
Was known for his whistle.
This man, Akiwawa, is known, and he's still living. So this is the kind of thing that people compose. So they compose Akiwawa, which is a very lively rhythm, And people talk about calypso, rumba. The origin is from Africa. We call it what they call calypso, what we call samba.
The samba, you call
it? Ashiko.
But this is a calypso, was sort of the grandchild of that.
Yes.
But Akiwowo, then this is the chant. This is
the chant to the train man.
It's of the actual one.
Yes.
Akiwowo. If we may hear
this. Akiwowo, please take me to my father's home. Take me to my father's home. Because you are the controller and the owner of this train that runs on the ground. Oloko Ile, the man who runs the boat or vehicle that runs on the ground.
Isn't it interesting? I'm thinking now, perhaps I'm imagining too much, but here is a humorous song, a song of warmth, paying tribute to Akiwowo. Yeah. At the same time, here is that train again,
Yes, the train.
And he is a conductor of a train.
He's the conductor of the train.
And that train with all its symbolism there, too, then.
Train, flock. A person, you have somebody who is leading a group of people somewhere.
Yes. I mean, think, of course, of the Underground Railway in American slave history.
That's right.
The train
that's
leader,
right.
Harriet Tubman, yes. and Sojourner
that's right.
Truth. Here is, in natural life, Akiwowo.
Akiwowo, yes.
The chant of the trainman. There are about, I should point out, there are about 10 works on this album, dances and songs, and there's the flirtation dance, the love song, and there's the actual drum itself, percussion,
yes.
Primitive Fire,
yes.
The Happy New Year song, and of course, Shango. And I know there is so much you have to say, Michael. I sort of revert. I say Michael, I say Babatunde.
Oh,
it's both. It's Mr. Alatunji himself, this artist who understands. I was thinking of these various works that we hear on the album that you sing. Are they known throughout Africa, or is this primarily Nigerian?
The pattern is the same, but they're probably in the same in different languages. You see, like I sing folk songs, work songs from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
I sing work songs from Guinea. Mm-hmm. I sing work songs from East Africa. But they're the same pattern. They tell the same story.
It's the story. And also
it's
tales,
the story,
too. The matter
it?
Of folk tales
yes.
is very important.
And also the reason why they have been, you know, why we sing them, why we do the dance. Like Primitive Fire is to tell the story of the first fire ever kindled by man, which was by striking two stones together. You know the trouble that man had to go through before he could make fire, before the push-button system today. Now I compose this, and I can tell the story of how fire was first made on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who hears it in his imagination will see how fire will begin burning gradually. Like you go to the countryside and you start a fire.
Yes.
Then it starts burning gradually. Then it rises gradually to the highest flame, and then fades out.
I was thinking, many of these are your own compositions, yet they are based upon...
Based upon the tradition, yes.
Tradition.
Yes, yeah.
I'm thinking of, there's so much to say in the time. The drum is up here again, our basic drum, and here is our sansa on the side. There's something we haven't discussed of the drum yet. We spoke of the rhythm, the rhythmic drum, but what of the communicate? Drum is the... As the man who communicates, as the talking drum.
The talking drum.
Is the talking drum still...
Yeah, he's still alive. He's still alive in the sense that in some parts of Africa, when you go way into the interior, you still have people who are using it. Apart from smoke, it's the oldest means of communication in Africa. Because it has to be in the language context. So many people say, is this something like Morse code? I say, no. These are rhythmic patterns that, because most of our languages are tonal languages.
200 languages.
Yes, they are tonal languages. So
the tonal inside, the tonal language.
Tonal language.
You mean there's difference, it can be the same rhythm, but the tone can be different.
Yes.
I see, yes.
So that if you understand my language, I can communicate with you. And in those days, you know, if the chief in a village would like to have people come together, you know, he sends his drummer who goes to the marketplaces and beats something.
Is it possible to demonstrate that, Babatunde?
Yes,
a possibility.
I don't have the real drum, you see, but something like this.
You know, when the tone is different here than here, the tone,
yes.
And so different meanings then.
Different
what
meaning.
Was that? Was it a message you were saying? What were you saying?
Was it a philosophical saying? Say rivals, you know, maybe two people who are rivals. They usually employ drummers to go and start, you know, some kind of trouble.
A dialogue.
Yeah.
It's sort of a competition between.
This man is there. Bowo lu ni ko le pa ni Bowo lu ni ko le pa ni Bowo lu ni ko le pa ni igita afeyinti tiko bani duro bowo lu ni ko le pani. He said, if it falls on you, it cannot kill you. Anything that you lean against that cannot hold you, cannot support you, when it falls on you, it can't hurt you.
Ah, so there's a philosophical comment here in all these, I see. And he's answering the other guy, sort of kidding him, really.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. That's it. It's marvelous. Well, this is beautiful. I mean, how quickly the time... It's an hour. The time has gone. You know, Babatunde, you've got to return again. By the way, I should like to point out the album itself. I'm sure many listeners are interested in the album. It's called Olatunji. O-L-A-T-U-N-J-I, the surname of our guest, Drums of Passion. The title is rather flamboyant.
Yeah, but it's safe for children. It's very safe.
But it is safe for children.
Yeah, you know.
And
it's very Columbia, safe for children.
Columbia CL1412. And you've heard just, we've heard just a few of the numbers on the album, on the program. Is there a way on the drum, perhaps, of chanting or saying goodbye, I'll see you again?
Well,
wish you well. What's a farewell? Some sort of good luck farewell song or a goodbye? An idea.
Cabo, 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 cabo. Amo abilesoro, amo abilesoro, bile lanu cabo. So long, it's been good to know you.
So long, it's been good to know you. Michael Olatunji, thank you very much for being our guest. And soon,
thank you.
Once again, as a phrase we use on the program, take it easy, but take it.